For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This story from StopTheDrugWar.org. The long simmering battle between federal drug law enforcers and pain management doctors, patients, and academics over the proper use of opioid pain medications, such as OxyContin, is turning white hot. Between the Drug Enforcement Administration's sudden reversal on a years-long collaborative effort with academic pain specialists over what constitutes acceptable opioid prescribing, and the recent successful Justice Department prosecution of nationally known pain treatment pioneer Dr. William Hurwitz, mainstream medical organizations and personalities that had up till now been quietly complacent have begun to go on the offensive. With tens of millions of Americans suffering from chronic pain, and federal drug enforcers hell-bent on cracking down on what they term an epidemic of prescription drug diversion and abuse, pain patients and doctors have been caught in the middle. The crisis in pain treatment has been building for years as zealous state and federal prosecutors go after pain treatment doctors they accuse of being no better than drug dealers. Doctors, unsurprisingly, are proving increasingly reluctant to prescribe opioid pain relievers or even to treat pain patients with opioids for fear of spending the rest of their lives in prison, a fate that has already befallen some doctors and one that Dr. Hurwitz faces when he is sentenced in March. Pain doctors, patients, and advocates fought back on several fronts this month. This week, three major medical associations representing pain specialists harshly and publicly criticized the DEA's sudden reversal of the prescribing guidelines for opioids. Those guidelines, which took the form of a pain FAQ, were the result of a multi-year collaboration between the DEA and academic pain specialists. They were posted on the DEA website in August, but jerked down again weeks later without notice to the academics and replaced shortly thereafter with revised guidelines that stiffened the DEA's attitude toward what it termed improper prescribing. The letter, signed by the presidents of the American Pain Society, the American Academy of Pain Medicine, and the American Society of Addiction Medicine, called the new DEA guidelines, quote, an unfortunate step backward, unquote. That will only lead to an adversarial relationship between the doctors and the DEA. Quote, they are finally waking up, end quote, exclaimed C.O. Bon Reynolds, executive director of the Pain Patients and Doctors Advocacy Group, the Pain Relief Network. Quote, what happened to Dr. Hurwitz symbolizes the vulnerability of doctors who treat pain with opioids, end quote. The medical profession knows this and cannot deny it. Dr. Hurwitz is a political prisoner. It's as simple as that. StopTheDrugWar.org. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.